Hello?
All right. Now we're finally on the air. Sorry about the holdup, Rich. Welcome back to Shooting It. How's it going?
Good. I don't remember being here the first time. What is Shooting It, and where are you guys? Not that I mean I do a thousand of these. I don't want to sound arrogant, even though I am. This is out of Florida, right?
No. That's a friend of our show. You were on his show as well. You talked to us on the phone for like 90 minutes while driving home from, where was it, Michael, New Jersey or something at 1 o'clock in the morning?
You're a fucking idiot. One's a comic and the other fucking.
Yeah.
All right, let me explain something to you two jackasses. Nothing personal. I didn't mean it like jackasses like me. That would be mean to call, you know, someone interviewing you jackasses. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Let me tell you, fucking clown, something. I don't care about your dumb contest, okay? I don't care that I'm in the top 14 fucking interviews that 20 fucking morons listen to. You understand? I'm not, okay, because if you win this stupid contest, do you get a prize? No. So it's not a contest.
Well,
okay? Because when you get, do you get a prize? Yes or no?
In all fairness, I can Photoshop a mean trophy and email that to you.
That's ridiculous. Do you understand? Contest, the word contest is followed by prize, okay? Or else, whereas, it is not a contest, in now, my opinion.
Now, what would be a fitting prize then?
And I don't fucking know, like, you know, I don't know what would be a good prize, a small trophy with a microphone. Nah, that's stupid. That's hacky. Socks.
I think we got a deal there. If you win, I will send you a pair of socks.
No, listen to me. I'm withdrawing from the ballot. I don't want to be, give me three other names that are involved with this. Three other fucking horrible open micers. Don't say Don Jameson. Oh, Don Jameson, and give me three names.
Go ahead, Mike.
I don't, but you, for their names, I don't fucking know. Pat Healy?
Pat Healy.
Who?
He's like up-and-coming
he's
actor,
not, hold on,
right?
No. He's not up. He's been working for like 20 years. He's been on like What the Fuck with Marc Maron. He's pretty out there. He's okay. He's established.
What you mean, because you're on with Marc Maron? Okay. All right, we'll give that a pass. Give me another name. We'll give him a pass because he was on with old Marc Maron. All right, we don't want to. God, boy, you talk about careers. Once you hit that Maron podcast, you go. There's no further. It's all downhill from there. Holy shit! Sorry, Mr. Rogan, I'm doing Maron. Go ahead.
I don't know. We've had a couple of pretty, you know, okay names.
But you said in the email you said you are in the top 14.
Yeah.
Interviews. So do you know any of the other 13? Like, who have you been talking to?
We've been talking to like independent directors, actors, people who have gotten like a lot of prestige for like really small independent films, like Macon Blair for Blue Ruin. And you know, we can actually bring this back to Women Aren't Funny, to plug that, cause it is on Netflix now. I actually watched that the other day. So
on Hulu too. We're pushing Hulu.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Hulu's
that's where we're pushing people. Go ahead.
Hulu's got a pretty good collection. So how has that been faring since you guys went to streaming?
Well, I mean, it's doing real well on Netflix. I don't know. I don't have numbers. Netflix doesn't give me numbers because it's a buyout. And we're going to get back to who else is in the top 14. don't think I'm just going to let it slide and just roll off my back.
Oh.
You know, so Netflix is a buyout. So you don't know the numbers. You know, I'll get my numbers pretty close from iTunes. You know, Hulu, I don't know. We'll get numbers from Hulu at some point because I don't even know if we'll get numbers from Hulu. I just know it's killing on Netflix and doing well on Hulu. But, you know, we would prefer people go to Hulu to watch it and then click it 100 more times like you did watch it 100 times. It's all about, I don't know how it works. I guess it's by how many times you click onto it. we get that big, like, 5 cents a click or something.
Oh, okay. That answers my question then. I was going to ask, since you said it was a buyout, you know, obviously you'll get money for sending that to streaming, but I wanted to know whether or not you guys got, like, a chunk of every view or every download or what have you.
Now, Netflix is a buyout, and it's minute from Hulu. It's all minute. Look, the movie to us is so people can see it and enjoy it and, you know, maybe open some doors. But it was, you know, it was a project that was close to us. We have a lot of friends in it. And now a lot of people are getting to see it. You know, we made a fucking movie on a shoestring budget. You know, movies like this that are as funny as this, you know, cost millions and millions and millions of dollars to make. You know, they cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you know, and we didn't have to spend a lot of money. To us, it was a lot of money, but in the overall scheme of things, it's nothing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, to put out, you know, a product like this, you know, with our budget, you know, I mean, we did everything. We got the talent, we got the locations, we you know, edited everything. You know, we went to the editors, we went to the post workhouse, we got the graphic art. You know, we did every fucking thing in this movie.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, and once you get something on iTunes and Netflix and all those places, you know, you're like, fuck, how many people have done what we've done for that kind of money, you know, and got the response we got. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. And you guys definitely had like a very impressive lineup of comedians interviewed in that. You know, Patrice is in it, of course. You know, just plenty of legends in there.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I know you had a couple of questions for Rich.
Yeah, my fucking three questions I was trying to fucking think of before you came on. This is a question from my friend Jack, and he said...
The fact that you just gave him a shout-out is disgusting, but go ahead.
Fuck off. He said, are you nervous about the PC direction that the country has taken over in the past couple years and how it possibly could affect comics, like the language policing and all that? I know you probably have a say about it.
First of all, tell your fucking friend Jack to throw himself in front of the train. No, I don't. Listen, I don't give a shit. If you know me, do you really think I give a shit about it?
Yeah, no. I knew what your answer was going to be. I just wanted to
give a fuck?
No.
I mean, I'm not famous enough to give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no one's after Rich Voss.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, I had a guy who I got in a little problem with, and I could have had him fired, and I would have never had him fired because that would have made me a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the things I've said in life. So,
right.
No, I don't care about. I think they're all hypocrites, and all these, you know, when they attack Amy Pascal and what do you call it, Scott Rudin, these two people couldn't be any more left wing.
Yeah.
But yet the left will go after. They'll take their own people down. They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care, you know, and the right is just as fucked up with their, you know, extremely. It's just, I don't give a fuck about any of it.
Yeah,
tell your friend to fuck himself.
It seems like it's all just a matter of superiority when it comes to both sides of the conversation. Like you have the people who are, you know, of course, picking apart people's language, saying, you know, this is politically incorrect or this is offensive or what have you. And they're, at the end of the day, they just want to feel better than somebody else. I don't think they actually have any real stake in the matter.
Well, a lady came up to me as a seller and started complaining to me because I made a Palestinian joke. Really? That's who you're sticking up for now? That's this week? That's who you're sticking up for? Maybe, you know, you should give it a few fucking weeks, stupid. Mm-hmm. Walk off, fatso. That's basically what I said. Scram, fatso.
Yeah, that basically answered my other question because I was listening to My Wife Hates Me, like the other day's podcast, and Bonnie was talking about like how she said something to some guy in the audience, and then like the whole audience acted like weird, like are you Russian or some shit like that, and the whole audience was like, oh, like why'd you say that? My question was basically like, has an audience ever acted like weird recently in a show because you said some shit, and the whole room just got like a weird vibe from whatever you just said. And that basically answered that.
See, well, I mean, for me too, whatever situation I come across, I know how to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I get a weird vibe, I can bring them right back within 30 seconds with something else. You know what I mean? Or I could work off of their stupid fucking political correctness or their fake whiteness, pandering, you know, like these fucking white kids that are out protesting with black people. Black people should protest for, not because someone's choked or someone's shot, because there's been hundreds of years of injustice. Then you get these white kids that are going, hey, we're down with you. Look, those black people don't even like those fucking white kids. And those white kids, it's not your fucking protest. Don't act like you're... like,
yeah, they just want to be part of something. Like, it's say that they were in the protest.
It's the hip thing to do.
Yeah, you know, if they were left over from Occupy Wall Street and they've had a year and a half off, and now they go, like, they wouldn't be out there protesting if it was, for gay marriage or a gay cause, because to them, well, one, they don't want anybody to see him on TV thinking, oh, shit, Tommy's gay. You know, at least if they see him with black people, they won't go, hey, is Tommy black? You see what I'm saying? So they'll do it with black people, but not with as much with the gay movement, because it's not as hip or as pandering in their mind. They're just pandering douchebags.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Does it make sense?
No, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking, it's not your cause. They'll fucking go in the back of the protest. Black people should protest every fucking day for the bullshit they've been through, but it's their deal, not some fucking white kid beard that probably doesn't even have a real black friend anyhow.
Yeah, honestly, you know, it's funny you said that. From just what I've seen online, it does seem to be like the most vocal people about quote-unquote social justice is, you know, like these college-age white kids who really don't have much experience. They haven't hung out with a lot of people of, you know, different races or what have you. It's all like they have this built-in image just from, you know, whatever being hammered into their heads.
Yeah, and you know, they all think they're fucking, you know, they're all, you know, it's hit for them to be anti-Israel, but they don't realize that, you know, that country has given more in technology and in science and in medicine than any other fucking place on this planet. And they have no idea anything about history and the violence that surrounds Israel. But yet, you know, they're just the worst. They're the worst fucking humans. And I hope I can offend somebody. That's what I look forward to doing.
Did you have a last question, Mike, while we still have a couple of minutes left?
He's never even really had one of his own questions. This is your fucking co-host, and he's got three questions.
I'm not.
He's fodder.
Yeah, I'm just fucking fodder. I'm just here to someone to bounce back on and just make fun of.
I just wait for him to make the occasional dick joke, and that's his input.
Yeah, it's lovely. Oh.
Remember, hey, Bonnie, remember the two jamokes? Remember when I did an interview in the car that lasted like 30 minutes? And remember, they were going, then we hung up and you go, why the fuck were we on so long with these fucking idiots? Well, it's them again. What's that?
Oh, that's great. Now we have a double billing. Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Wait,
can I go say goodnight to her? Hold on, just hold on one second. I gotta walk up and give my daughter a kiss.
Absolutely, go ahead.
Yes.
Don't just hold on. Keep your stupid mouth shut. Hold on. Oh, why do you sneak and close your eyes? Why do you close your eyes when I walk up here? Good night, pretty, pretty. I love you. I'm talking to two idiots on the phone. And I'm telling you. To a real jackass. I love you. Good night. Can you kiss? Can you make it? I gave her a kiss. Sorry.
All right.
Yeah. I just got to be nice to her because we're selling her next week.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And, you know, I did want to add, too, for Women Aren't Funny, you know, it is a very well-rounded documentary. You know, it is very funny, of course. But you get to see a human side of Rich Voss. You know, you're known as this, like, brutal comedian, But, you know, it does show that, you know, you are a multifaceted person, of course. And that went nowhere. Oh, Jesus.
Well, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's heartwarming. It's, you know, you'll learn some stuff about comedy. It's
sure.
It's all around. I'm watching the Golden Globes going, why are we not there last night? We should be at the Golden Globes.
Didn't you write for the Oscars?
Yeah, years ago. When Chris Rock was the host, I wrote for the Oscars.
Oh, that's really impressive.
Yeah. I'm an impressive fucking dude. That's why I'm in the top 14 in their contest that gives no prize away.
Exactly, yeah.
Why do I sound, you know, I wonder why I don't have a bigger fan base. Because I'm an asshole. And people don't like assholes. And I can't help it. You know what I mean? Like, if you put yourself in my shoes and just think, if you were in my shoes and getting a call from two guys like you, one guy who can't put a question together, okay? And the other guy who keeps him on board because his self-esteem is too low to say, hey, let's scram. Or maybe the guy is financing this. And, well, I don't know. But, I mean, just think about it. Like, tonight when you guys are laying in bed, you know, and you're going over the day, you go, how the fuck did he not come up with one question for such a big celebrity like Rich Voss?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the same PC question that every comic has ever fucking heard. Are you kidding me? Really? After he asked that, he should have punched himself in the face two or three times. Don't you think?
That would have been fair, yeah.
Rich, do you like it that I when I'm at like the local open mic and there's a like a local kind of big headliner that I name drop your name that I interviewed you once? Do you like that?
Well, no, because they won't believe it. Why would they? And if they do believe it, they're going, who the fuck is it? Who gives a fuck about Rich Voss? That's what they would say.
I think I was speaking to Jimmy Graham. I don't know if you've heard of him.
From Philadelphia?
South Jersey, Philadelphia, wherever, somewhere around there.
Yeah. Whoa, boy, you're really. You're,
I know. Oh. Climbing that ladder, steady. I know.
Mm.
I'm just being an ass because I'm cranky today. I'm very excited for you guys and your big end of the year contest, and I really hope this explodes. I really hope this takes it to another level.
Aw.
Well, thank you, Rich.
That's so sweet of you, Rich.
That would be nice. All right. Why don't we end it on that note? Do you have any upcoming gigs or?
I know where his gigs are going to be.
Oh, okay. Yes, Mike actually jotted down.
I did the important research, Mr. Voss.
I'm everywhere. Just go to richvoss.com. Yes. I'm booked up for the summer.
He'll be at the New Hope Cinema in Minneapolis this weekend, and on January 24th, you can catch him at the Mohegan Sun.
Oh, really?
And the 23rd, I'm in Delaware somewhere.
Yeah, that's what the calendar said. Delaware somewhere. Fucking where?
In Delaware, I just told you. Fucking crazy. Not a big state. We'll find it.
I will be seeing you at the Patrice tribute this February. I think you're going to be there, right? Oh,
yeah. I'm hosting it.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool.
Yes.
Yes. The money goes to a great cause. I think it's already sold out, so...
Oh, yeah, I think
thank you for buying tickets.
All the time. Been going for 3 years already.
Thank you for having me. Were you there last year?
Yeah, I was there every year since it's been going on.
I don't remember if I did the one joke about the guy with the live eel in his ass.
The live what?
Eel. A guy put a live eel in his ass.
I don't know. I don't remember that one.
I can't repeat jokes from last year.
Yeah, I know. I think you might. You can do that one. No one's gonna remember.
Wow. Are you actually gonna? I wanted to know. Are you actually gonna approach comedians this time, Mike? Or are you gonna take a weird picture off to the side?
No. I'm gonna hide as Colin walks in through the front door on purpose, getting everybody's fucking photo.
Yeah.
And I'm going
Mike put up a picture on his blog, like a very askewed photo of Colin Quinn. He was like, I met Colin Quinn.
I didn't say I met Colin.
Okay.
I said
yeah.
I saw Colin.
Sure. All right.
Well, did you tell Jimmy Graham that you met Colin? Because I'm sure he wanted to know.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I saw him from afar one day.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Here's why I was cranky on this call. And it's not your fault. In my head, I thought this interview was at 5:30.
Oh.
So I plan my, I go, I'm going to go to the gym at 5:30. And when I drive there, I'll do the interview in the car and kill two birds with one stone. And then I'm driving. I'm getting, why aren't these fucking assholes calling me? I get to the gym and I look at the email and it says 8:30. So I was more mad at myself. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I took it out on two nice defenseless
just two sweet boys trying to get out there.
Yeah, I really hate myself for this sometimes. and I see myself as a bully, and I'm gonna kiss my daughter and just tell her I love her and I hate you too. I'm gonna tell her that.
Fair enough. All right. Rich, thank you so much
for
coming back on the show.
Watch the movie.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Go watch Women Aren't Funny on Netflix. Thanks again, man.
Or Hulu,
yeah. All right, take care,
thank
Rich.
Thank you, and good luck this year, you guys.
I'll be annoying you at the Patrice tribute if I see you.
One other thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I
fucking saw that coming.
You know, I felt it after like the first half second. Rich Voss, everybody. You know, I can put that up as its own episode. We did 23 minutes. We are now officially off kilter from the schedule.
I just panicked and bought $20 of credit and realized I used like 50 cents. I just dropped $20 down.
You fool.
I thought it was $1 a minute.
Oh my God. Why don't we here? Unmute everything. Okay. That was a good interview. Right. He was kind. He was cool. He was Rich Voss.
I was more quiet this time, but whatever.
Well, I mean, you didn't have, of course, 90 minutes to bullshit with him. And you also weren't very panicky about, you know, asking for advice and shit like that.
3-5-0-1-2-5, go! I was there in the backstage when this light came around. I grew up not a changeling. When the first time around, I can see all the weakness, I can pick all the faults, but I can see all the